Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Hello, and welcome to Series 2 of the Molly Maid Podcast. Today, we are very fortunate to sit down with Sherry McNeil, who is the President, CEO of the Canadian Franchise Association. Sherry brings over 20 years of experience working with franchisors and franchisees. We're thrilled with the opportunity to chat with Sherry today. Welcome, Sherry.
Well, thanks so much, Fiona, and I'm very happy to be here. Although when you say 20 years, let's just say experienced, because it makes me feel old.
No, you must have started when you were like 13.
Absolutely.
So, Sherry, I'm wondering if you can start us off by explaining exactly what it is that the Canadian Franchise Association is.
Oh, sure. So the Canadian Franchise Association, it's often referred to as the CFA. We are a community of over 700 corporate members representing franchisors, franchisees, and suppliers to the industry. And when I say corporate members, it's the franchisor or the head office that's the member. And then every franchisee automatically becomes a member through that corporate membership. Our primary purpose is to help everyday Canadians realize the dream of owning their own business, whether through franchising, whether that's franchisor or a franchisee. And we do this through a variety of methods, so community, education, and advocacy. So community, meaning we help build the community that works together so everyone can succeed. Education, we deliver learning opportunities that make franchisors and franchisees stronger through sharing best practices and world-class performance. Through advocacy, so we help the government across Canada understand, one, the power of franchising, but also what is important to our members to help them be successful. Franchising really is about being in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And it's why people join a franchise system. And it's all about that collaboration and that partnership and growing together, which is really the core principle at the very heart of franchising itself and the franchise business model. Because franchisees and franchisors are actually stronger together than they are as individuals. And the CFA, well, what we do is we help, we work with the members to help them and help that franchisee and franchisor community grow. And it's really a symbiotic relationship of shared success. Franchisor, franchisee, and the CFA.
Gotcha. Well, I am very proud to say that we are proud members of the Canadian Franchise Association. So can you provide us some insight as to what the association then does for the franchisor and the franchisees?
Oh, sure. Yes. And Molly Maid has been a longstanding member of the CFA. They're always giving back to the franchise community, their members, suppliers. And your president, Aaron, he actually hosts a roundtable that we have for CEOs, which we really appreciate his assistance. But back to your question. So we help franchisors grow. So by connecting them to prospective franchisees, through education, so they can become better franchisors, so they can help their franchisees through education on best practices, the latest developments, trends, and different approaches within the franchise business model. Through the power of community and making and building those connections with other members within the community of franchisors and suppliers, so that they can call upon those resources for peer support, for problem solving. There is a member who can solve every problem a franchisor or franchisee has. So it's very important to be connected to that community. and then through advocacy. So helping franchisors and franchisees through government relations so that they can focus on growing their franchise system and then serving their franchisees and their customers. So that's more franchisor based. So franchisees specifically, we also help them grow through connecting them with the community of resources, through education that's very specific to franchisee success. So things like how to perform a cash flow analysis, customer relations, leadership, HR within your retail or your restaurant or your facility, local store marketing ideas and tips, management, POS, everything from insurance all the way to how to refinance your business with a bank and the questions to ask. If you want to buy a second franchise, how you go about doing that. And then last, but certainly not least, through advocacy, franchisees are local small business owners, and we work very hard to remind the government of that on all levels, that they are the small business owner within the community. They support the community in which their business exists, and they are voters within that community. So we work very hard to do that as well.
Wow. Well, I can certainly attest to the educational opportunities. I love attending which offers me the opportunity to discuss franchising with like-minded individuals. And it also offers me the chance to network with my peers. And I've also had the privilege to be a panelist and share some of my experiences. So given your experience, Sherry, what would you say are some of the benefits of buying a franchise versus starting your own business?
Well, I'm biased because I'm a big believer in the franchise business model. I worked in it with different franchisors for, as Fiona said, over 20 years with a variety of brands. And so it's the power of the franchise. So it's about being in business for yourself as the franchisee and a small business owner, but not by yourself. You have the support of the franchisor, the head office team, and that includes things like research and development, brand marketing, operational support, supply chain, group purchasing discounts, et cetera. And it's also about the power of the brand and the power of that trademark and the system that you're buying into or that you're becoming a partner with. And it's a proven concept, operating systems, procedures for success. And it's also about ease of financing. Franchise businesses often get financing easier than independent businesses because the banks can look at, okay, what do the other franchises within this system do? We can create a profile for that franchisor and allows that access to capital. But I think one of the things we don't talk about is the network of franchisees. So as you become a franchisee, you're all of a sudden connected to this family of other franchisees. They have this, they started in business just like you're starting in business. They've had some of the same issues, maybe hiring staff or, gosh, do I really have to fill out an HST return every month? Can I do it quarterly? How do I track my expenses? So it's that power of that franchisee network. Those are the top things I think about the power of franchise business model.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those are all very beneficial reasons. And it's funny, I just read an article earlier today, believe it or not, and it detailed about how franchise resale prices are actually higher than those of non-franchise resales. So I see that as just another benefit, right?
You should send me, I want to see that article.
Yeah, I'll forward you for sure. Yeah, I just read it this morning, so I'll forward it. So can you provide us with or some potential buyers that may be watching these podcasts with the top five things that they should consider when looking at multiple franchise concepts?
Ooh, that's a very good question. So I would say one of the most important things someone who's looking to open a business or get into a franchise business is you have to do a self-evaluation first. What is your passion? What do you like to do? What can you envision yourself doing every day, because even if you don't work business every day, day to day with customers, you're still going to be involved in that business every day. And you're going to think about it when you get up in the morning, you're going to think about it when you go to bed at night, and it's going to permeate all the aspects of your world. So be very honest with yourself in that self-evaluation. If you do not like working with the public, do not get into a business where you're working with the public. If you don't like pets, don't get into a pet grooming service. Like, it's all about that self-evaluation. So I think that's key. The second area is, how does it feel when you talk to the franchisor? How do you feel about the people that you meet, the business development team, the real estate team, the president of the company? Are you comfortable working with these people? Especially if you run into a challenge, like your building is delayed, for instance, are you comfortable calling and talking to them about that challenge, and how do you work together to fix it? What's the culture within the franchisor? Does it match your own expectations or your own value system? And does it match your personality? And that's very, very important as well. And the level of support. If you're someone who likes a lot of autonomy and is very entrepreneurial, an established franchise system might not be the right system for you. You might be better to join a new and emerging franchise system where they embrace people who are pioneers, who are making the system better and laying the foundation. A more established franchise has, you know, proven systems and routines, operating systems, and you're expected to follow those systems. So I would say that level of support and how you fit into what your needs, personal needs structure is for that level of support. I would also watch for the CFA logo. So Molly Maid, for instance, longstanding member of the Canadian Franchise Association, our members join the association voluntarily. They're not required to do it. They do it because they believe in the excellence in franchising. They believe in the franchise business model, and they are dedicated to becoming the best franchisor they can be and being the best franchisor to their franchisees and helping them succeed. So when you're doing your due diligence and your research, that would be one question I would ask. Are you dedicated to my success as the franchisee? Do you belong to the CFA? Are you continuing your education as a franchisor for industry best practices and standards?
Okay. Well, I definitely agree with every single comment you made. And at Molly Maid, we really do our best to educate all of our candidates to make sure that, you know, it's the right fit for them, and that the fit's right for us too, because we do see it as a partnership, you know, working together, you know, on the success. So, but I'm going to change direction a little bit to some more current issues. There are many concepts that struggled during the pandemic, and they face similar struggles through economic downturns. Would you speak with us about business concepts like Molly Maid that performed well during these periods?
Oh, that's a great question, Fiona. So it has been very interesting to watch the different brands and businesses and how COVID affected them. And COVID did affect every one of our members. And sometimes the members were extremely successful during the past, I guess, year and a half, almost 2 years. Other members have had their challenges. And I would say that the most successful businesses throughout the pandemic have been those franchises that were deemed essential services, cleaning and sanitation franchises, moving franchises. Interestingly, divorce franchises or divorce service franchises. So I don't know if that's directly related to the moving franchise success or not. Franchises with drive-throughs and those businesses that had a robust takeout and or delivery service platform, I would say would be the most successful during the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that all makes sense to me too. And I will say on behalf of everyone at Molly Maid, we really are grateful that we were in the industry we are in, because, you know, we were able to continue to be operational during the pandemic. So what specifically did the Canadian Franchise Association do during the pandemic, Sherry, to help its members?
Oh, that's also, gosh, you have all these great questions today. Well, having been on the franchisor side for many years, and prior to that, I'd worked for a multi-unit franchisee for a number of years, I knew right away, ooh, this is not going to be good for at least 30% of every franchise system. So those franchisees who maybe are just breaking even, or small profit, that they were going to be the hardest and the fastest hit. So we actually closed our office on the Friday, I think it was March 13th, and we launched everyday virtual programming on the Monday. So it was a very busy weekend, I have to admit, because we didn't even have a Zoom license. We didn't have a platform. We didn't have any of the technology, but we knew that our members, franchisee, franchisor, and suppliers needed a resource that could gather all the information from the government, from the different provincial and federal, and also public health, and create that community where members could talk to each other and share what they were doing within certain topics or certain areas, as well as because our members are the greatest resource that we have. I need to say that. Members sharing their experiences and their best practices and that power of the franchise community is our number one resource. So we provided that opportunity for members to talk to each other or hear from each other or learn from each other, and then the constant educational pieces. So we did at least one webinar a day for the first, I think it was 140 days or something crazy like that. And then ongoing, which we still do, but we're down to 2 days a week, the government COVID update on government resources changing, plans for the government, what stage we were at, if there was any, you know, PPE programs, et cetera, et cetera. So community, education, and advocacy, of course, were our three pillars that we leaned on in our strategic, that are in our strategic plan, that we leaned on instantly as soon as we went into lockdown. And I would say that innovation became our North Star. So how could we do it? How could we do it better? How could we do it faster? And how could we bring our members on our journey with us? So that's what I would say over the last 18 months, we did to help our members. High level.
Yes. Well, we certainly feel at Molly Maid, all of us, that the CFA did a remarkable job with the education of states. We felt very informed, and we would also say that our franchisees benefited from our relationship with the CFA as well. So thank you.
That's great. That's so nice to hear, because we often wonder, hey, is what we're doing, is it helping people? Is it making an impact? So that's great feedback. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it definitely did. You did a remarkable job. So thank you. So as our last question, Sherry, you've been in franchising for a long time. So I know, but you're still so young, you would never know it. So what do you love about franchising? Tell us what you love about it.
I love so many things about franchising, but I would say my number one thing is what I call the wow. So the wow factor for me, and I got bitten by the wow factor bug many, many years ago, is you take that initial call from a potential franchisee and you work with them all the way along the process. You answer their questions, the disclosure document, you help them find a site, or you ensure their site meets your minimum criteria as the franchisor, you go through construction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then they open. And it's that whole process of the first time, and I'm going to might get emotional, the first time you walk into that franchisee store and they're there with their family, and it's like, wow, we were this franchise partner created this where nothing existed before. Like this location didn't exist before. This market didn't have this service. These customers don't know this brand. And we did this working with this franchise partner. And I call that the wow factor. And I was bitten by that bug years ago. And to the point now where it's the number one thing I miss the most about my role now. So I actually have to invite myself to openings with new franchise locations where they're doing a grand opening or a soft launch. And so I've invited myself to several restaurant openings over the last couple of years. So I still get that satisfaction from seeing the happy franchisee, and they're just starting their franchise journey on the road to financial success.
Yeah, that is quite an emotional thing. And, you know, in that moment, you've changed someone's life and for the better. So, you know, that's a great, the wow factor is amazing, truly. So, thank you for sharing with us. Well, that wraps up our session today.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona, for inviting me to have this conversation with you today. I could talk about franchising all day long. So happy to be invited, happy to have this conversation, and happy to come back anytime.
Well, I would also like to thank you so much for sharing all of the information about the Canadian Franchise Association and how valuable your organization is to both franchisors and franchisees across Canada. We will continue to look forward to networking and educational opportunities, as well as your strides in advocacy on our behalf. So thanks again for taking the time to join us, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.